Okay, we're in the study of the 10 Sefirot, page 109 in Hebrew, chapter 3. Again, the study of the 10 Sefirot, volume 1, page 109, chapter 3. Explains the three Zivugim Daka in four phases of the Masach, which elicit 4 degrees Chuptum, one below the other, in the four Olamot Bia.
Let's say now below, in the world of Atzilut.
In the world of Atzilut, Ein Sof shines by its clothing in a degree of Chochmah. One.
Here, ask as much as you want. There's no problem whatsoever.
Item one. You should also know that in order for the light of Ein Sof to be able to shine in all of Atzilut, his essence should clothe within Chochmah. And after its clothing Chochmah, then it expands throughout the entire of Atzilut. And through this clothing only, the entire of Atzilut can receive from Ein Sof. And this is the meaning of, you have made him all in Chochmah, in wisdom. Again, item one. You should also know that in order for the light of Ein Sof to be able to shine throughout the entire Atzilut, his essence should clothe inside Chochmah. And after its clothing in Chochmah, then it spreads throughout the entire of Atzilut, and through this clothing alone, the entire Atzilut can receive from Ein Sof. And this is the meaning, you have made them all in Chochmah, in wisdom.
What is, you have done them all in wisdom? I mean, there's no end. This is the main thing. Ein Sof comes from clothing to Chochmah, to shine in the world of Atzilut, where the world of Atzilut is the essence, the main thing. That's where the whole of creation begins, its corruption, its correction, is all in the world of Atzilut. What's happening in the world of Atzilut is only the order that precedes that, of Ak, which is actually included in Al-Khanpin of Atzilut. The world of Ein Sof in Atik of Atzilut, and the world of Ak in Rosh of Al-Khanpin of Atzilut, and the worlds of Bia are as places of the shattered Kelim that need to be raised to Atzilut and be corrected there. Next.
Adam 2. In the world of Bria, it shines through its clothing in the degree of Bina, and Chochmah disappears there.
Meaning the world of Atzilut ends, Parsa, after the Parsa begins the world of Bria. The whole of world of light of Chochmah stops on the Parsa, below Parsa, only the light of Chassadim expands. And the whole world of Bria is the world is the light of Chassadim.
But in order to shine in Bria, also Chochmah should clothe Bina. And by these two, where the light of Ein Sof closes in them, then it shines in Bria. And this is the meaning of the Masach between Atzilut and Bria. Because that Masach extends from Bina, where Chochmah closes to shine in Bria. Again, but in order to shine in Bria, also Chochmah should clothe Bina. And by these two, where the light of Ein Sof closes in them, then it shines in Bria. And this is the meaning of the Masach between Atzilut and Bria, because that Masach extends from Bina, in which Chochmah closes to shine in Bria.
In truth, there is no other light but the light of Chochmah. The light of Chassadim is a light of correction of the creation, in which it comes from the side of the Kli, but the light of Chochmah is the light where the Creator shines and wants to fill all the Kelim, all the creatures, the light of life. Hence, when we say that in Bria there is no light of Chochmah, the meaning is that it's not revealed. It's nevertheless in the light of Chassadim. Because there can't be a light of Chassadim without the light of Chochmah within it. That's called a shattering in the light. It's impossible. Because the light of Chochmah is the essence. It's the energy. It's the livelihood of spirituality completely. Okay? So where we talk about below Parsa, the light of Chochmah not being able to be shined, it means it can't be revealed there. But like that, the whole of his land is filled with his glory. You can sit, it's okay.
So what you said, that the light of Chassadim is the one responsible for the building of the Kli itself and then Chochmah?
No, where did I say that?
You said that the light of Bina, that Bina, Chassadim, this is the correction, and Chochmah...
It's the light of correction of creation. Well, and the light of Chochmah is the purpose of creation. But not that the correction of creation is building something. It doesn't build anything, the light of Chochmah, of Chassadim. It only gives the condition of shining the light of Chochmah. Nevertheless, the light of Chochmah is everything. Yes.
So how in Olam Atzilut the light of Ein Sof can clothe without Bina?
This is the Rosh of Arichanbin, the end of correction. When they come to the end of correction, they come to the Rosh of Atzilut.
And you don't need Masach, reflected light there?
What do you mean you don't need? That's where we need all the Masachim. How do you attain the light of Ein Sof? After all the actions we have, Rav Pali Mikavtel, you receive the light of Ein Sof.
In Olak, he says that the light glows through the process of Zivug, Aka'a, striking.
That's okay, but Ak is not.
So why does it glow in Atzilut?
I understand that it's hard for you to depict it, because where did the world of Adam Kadmon disappear? The world of Adam Kadmon only sorts for us the values of the lights in the Kelim, scrutinizes for them. Keter, Chochmah, Zeram bin Malchut, so Bina Zeram bin Malchut, according to the Aviyut and the Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet of the Aviyut of the Masach. It only gives you that division, the sorting of what belongs to what. After it arranged those things, then the work begins with the lights and Kelim. And that's already the world of Atzilut. That's it. Therefore, when we complete the world of Atzilut, we raise all the corrections to the Rosh of the world of Atzilut. And there, when they accumulate, they gather, it's already the Ein Sof. In order to do the corrections, we need the four phases of direct light, and Malchut of Ein Sof, Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, the world of Adam Kadmon, the world of Atzilut, and all the work in Atzilut from the worlds of Bia. But when we already correct all those shattered Kelim, we come to the Rosh of Atzilut, and that's it. We don't need more than that. The whole of Ein Sof is in the Rosh of Atzilut, because what was before the Rosh of Atzilut was only the preparation so that we will build it in such a way. Think about it. It's not difficult. But what do you have?
עכשיו אנחנו מבינים שיש איזשהו חלק שהוא קרה מלמעלה למטה, אבל בדרך מלמטה למעלה לא צריכים. הוא כבר כאילו צריך להגיע נניח 90% והעשר האחרונים כבר מתוקן.
מה לא מתוקן?
לא, יש את החלק שאמרנו עכשיו של...
What's not corrected?
שבדרך מלמטה למעלה לא
צריכים. מה באדם קדמון התקלקל שצריכים לתקן?
What in אדם קדמון is corrupted that needs to be corrected? Because you said that there's a part that's not corrected. So I'm asking, what is not corrected? I told you, the world of Adam Kadmon. You have light and Kli. Adam Kadmon divides for you Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida of lights that are clothed on Galgal, Ta'ab, Sag, Ma, and Bon. That's it. It divides those things. That package, no more than that. So that you will know how to shatter correctly and how to be corrected. No more than that. But when you did that, it's as if the world of Adam Kadmon is in Atzilut.
So perhaps it is misleading in our drawing that we have all this.
It's true that it's like that. If we were to take the Tree of Life, we will see that all the worlds of Abiyah rise and all clothed on Galgalta. They're all clothed on Galgalta. Well, look there in the drawing, maybe the last drawing in the book of Ilan, the tree. More?
Why does he write that in order for the light of Enshop to be able to shine in Atzilut, it should clothe in Chochmah and not Keter?
Yes, because nevertheless we don't attain Keter. That's after all the Zivugim. Yes, you did it all in wisdom. What the Creator does, we have to do in return, and no more than that, no above that.
And what does it mean that in Adam Suh says that also Chochmah will clothe Bina, and then there are two? He writes,
there's no the light of Bina, but the Chochmah that clothes the will to receive, awakens the will to receive in such a way that it awakens a special force, a special light, which is called the light of Chasadim.
He writes that both of them, light of Ein Sof and Chochmah, clothing Bina, that enables the illumination in Bina. So what is this combination of the two of them?
One clothes in the other. All the lights that come downwards clothed in within one another, the light, the upper light, and upon it another clothing, another clothing, another clothing, until you are seemingly in each degree that it descends, it clothes in a light that is lesser than itself, so that in that degree, those that are in that degree are capable of absorbing it, of receiving it.
And this is the mixture of two lights. I don't know how to call it, having both
clothing. There's no intermingling or a mixture of the lights. It's clothing, because each light is attained by a special kli.
And then the clothing of one atop the other is called a certain light. If one light clothes another light.
Yes, let's say the light of Chasadim clothes on the light of Chochmah.
So that clothing, how is it called? Is it something new which was created?
No, it's called the light of Chochmah with the clothing of the light of Chasadim. That's what it's called. And otherwise, we don't reveal the light of Chochmah at all. Because the light of Chochmah is actually the appearance of the Creator. And the light of Chasadim is our adhesion in Him, the intention in order to bestow.
I'm trying to understand what is the difference between Atzilut and Bria. What is the new formation over there?
In Bria, we don't have the light of Chochmah, just the light of Chasadim, where the light of Chochmah is concealed in it. In Bria, it's concealed within the light of Chasadim.
And that is the response of the Kli for the light of Chochmah, which is different in Bria?
It's not just a response.
There can be no manifestation of light of Chochmah below the Parsa. There are no forces in the Kelim for Masachim to receive in order to bestow, only to bestow in order to bestow. All the Kelim to receive in order to bestow are in Atzilut. And also in Atzilut, they are gone. Only on the condition that the Kelim from the Olamot Bi'ah rise to Atzilut and awaken Atzilut to take care of them, meaning to correct them. And then when they correct them, they can bring Masachim in receiving in order to bestow for the light of Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. That is considered the ascent of the three Olamot, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah to Olam Atzilut. Do you get it gradually or not? Why are you doing like this? What's so difficult here? I don't know what. There are many details here. Ascents, descents.
The world of Atzilut. Listen, everyone. The world of Atzilut is Galgalta in Einayim. Alone. The world of Bria is Ozin. The world of Yetzirah is Chotem. And the world of Yetzirah is Peh. Yes? In the ascent of the kelim from the world of Bria to the world of Atzilut. In Atzilut, there's Galgal Ta'inayim, there's only the Nefesh Ruach, which raised the kelim from the world of Bria to the world of Atzilut. In the world of Atzilut, it becomes the light of Neshama. Yes? In the raising of the kelim in Atzilut, it becomes the light of Chaya. And when the lights of Asiyah to the world of Atzilut, in Atzilut, it becomes the light of Yechidah. This is called the three ascents. This is what we call Shabbat. Is that clear or not? Shai, what are you looking at me like that? I'm okay, don't worry. You're looking at me with concern. Well, is this clear or not? Don't be shy. Yes.
What you just explained confusedly entirely. How is it related to...
I don't know what it's... I didn't say this in context to anything. I told you that the world of Atzilut is in Katnut. It's only in Galgalta and in Naim. The whole of the world of Atzilut is the Galgalta and Naim. It's a chap, is ozen, chotem, pe. The worlds of Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. If from the world of Bria the lights rise to the world of Atzilut, in the world of Atzilut you have Galgalta and Naim, that's called Nefesh Ruach. So the kilim that have been added now from the world of Bria to the world of Atzilut are adding the light of Neshama to the world of Atzilut. From the world of Yetzirah, when the kilim rise to the world of Atzilut, so now it's added to the world of Atzilut, is the light of Chaya. From the world of Asiyah that rises the kilim to the world of Atzilut, it invites kilim to the light of Yechidah. Those are the three ascents, which are called the three ascents of Shabbat. I didn't connect this to any place other than Shabbat here. Shall you understand? Wonderful. What else don't you understand? So we can go with like little pieces like this. Yeah, well, as if everything is clear.
What we're talking about, what else did we say? What you just said is clear.
It's understood. Wonderful. We talked about the world of Ein Sof and the world of Adam Kadmon. The world of Ein Sof, it's closed. That's where all the lights and all the kelim are in a round kli, even before all the problems. The world of Adam Kadmon takes all that there is in the Ein Sof and divides them to five kelim. Aviut, Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, and lights. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. In accordance with the Masach. It puts these things in according to the Masach. Meaning we have the light of Ein Sof and Malchut of Ein Sof. And now he divides them. If we put the Masach between them, then in the Masach there are 5 degrees of Aviut, Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. 5 degrees of Aviyut, and then we have in each degree a special light. Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. That's what the world of Ein Sof did. The world of Ak. Until the Tabu. Before it began there to intermingle and to do the second restriction and all that. That already doesn't belong to the world of Ak. Those are the branches of Sag, we call them. Is that clear? That division to Kachab Zon Ranchai? Yes? Yes. What else is not clear? Let's go in such a way. You will see that it is completely not difficult here. Yes.
Can I ask about the three ascents of Shabbat, what you just explained?
Yes.
Olam Atzilut, we said that this is such a place where the Bechina of Kli is not regarded there as at all.
It doesn't matter. Well,
I'm trying to understand. When there are ascents from Olamot Bia to Olam Atzilut, these are the Kelim. We raise them Kelim that needs to be corrected, right? So what's happening to them?
we join the kelim from bia to galgalat ha'einayim, which are the kelim of atzilut.
Kelim of atzilut. Okay, again, this is something confusing. What is it?
I don't know what you're getting confused with. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not going to start arguing.
I'm not arguing. I'm asking you, what are kelim of atzilut?
So maybe instead listen. Okay. The world of atzilut is kelim of galgalat ha'einayim only. The kelim of olamot bia is it's a chap of the world of atzilut. It's a chap because there was a prohibition of working with the kelim of a chap. Why was it prohibited? Tzimtzum bet. And they tried in the world of nikudim to work with these kelim directly from galgalat ha'einayim to move it to a chap. Everyone look at me, okay? From the beginning of Parasa, the lights were brought down to Parasa and they were shattered. That's how it happened in the world of Nikodim, right? So in the world of Atzilut, we have a law. The Parasa, it isn't cancelled. It doesn't open, it doesn't close. The parsa isn't cancelled. It shatters. It's always in its place, and that's it. You want to receive, you want to be corrected, go ahead, rise above. That's why all the worlds of Bia, they will eventually rise to the world of Atzilut. And that's what we do throughout what period of time? 6,000 years. Where is 6,000 years come from? 2,000 Bria, 2,000 Yetzirah, and 2,000 Asiya. Right? Good. So, you raise the Kelim that belong to the world of Bria. What Aviyut are they? What coarseness? What coarseness is the world of Atzilut? Shoresh Aleph. So the world of Bria, what of Yut, what coarseness? Bet, second. And when you raise to the world of Atzilut, the vessels of the second phase, second Bchina, what's added to Atzilut, what light? Neshama. Later on, the same towards Yetzirah. What's added there is the light of Chaya, and from Asiya, the light of Yechida. But these vessels that are added there, they're called Achap of Aliyah, and the lights are not real, because it's not in the real achap. It's only in joining Galgalat Ha'einayim, in being included in Galgalat Ha'einayim. And that's what we do for 6,000 years. After we finish the 6,000 years, what happens? Everything that we raised, all of the vessels that rose, there is a special action. We don't know exactly how it happens. It's called Rav Pealim Mekabtzeel, and a special light is revealed which makes such a correction that you'll be able to work with a chap of the Yerida, of the descent, and everything that's related to Atzilut, it falls back down to the place of Bia, and the light that's revealed, that is called the Mashiach, the Messiah. That's it. That's the whole thing. We finished Talmud Esra Sfirot, the study of the 10th Sefirot. More questions? Yes.
Just to understand something, principle, the ascent of the Kelim, this is the purification of the Kelim, right?
No. It's not the purification of the vessel. That's something different. Nope. The purification of the Kelim is the purification of the Masach. The rising of the Kelim from Bi'at to Atzilut is called, it takes place by joining to Galgalat Ha'einayim, by being included in Galgalat Ha'einayim. In other words, they themselves aren't acting, they're acting according to Galgalat Ha'einayim.
No.
Go on. You're...
What are the real Achap?
The real Achap will be revealed at the end of correction. Meanwhile, we're not working with it. It's called Even Masu Habonim. Then became the cornerstone. Okay, more.
A question about the clothing of the Orot. You explained before that the light of Ein Sof closes light of Chochmah, which closes light Chassadim. So that clothing, is it an addition of an additional light or an adapter which adapts between the upper light and the Kelim of at that point?
I can't explain that. Like he writes in Pticha to the wisdom of Kabbalah, that then it's extended onto him from the emanator, the a weaker light. How does he say it there? Find it. Which is the light of Chassadim. It's a light of correction of creation. The light of Chochmah is the light of the purpose of creation. The goal is for the vessels to be fulfilled with the light of Chochmah. The correction is to be fulfilled with equivalence of form, with the bestowal, just like the upper one bestows to the Creator. That's how the lower ones need to feel that they bestow upon him, that they're like on his degree, and he wants to see them on his at his degree. That's why the light of Chassadim is the light of correction of creation. But he too is influenced from above. Otherwise, where else can the lower one stabilize it, create it? No. The lower one only makes a decision. I want to receive only on the condition that I bestow, or I'm not able to receive, but I want to develop within me a force of bestowal. It's not really clear, but you can see it from life. Let's say you have a child, right? A good kid. And he does everything in order to give you pleasure, contentment, like a good father. So what can he do? Everything he gets from you, he receives from you, he receives it. He receives it because he's small. He's not capable of anything beyond that. But he receives it in a form of chassadim. He is grateful for what he gets from you. It's called katnut. Well, I don't know how to... The light of chassadim is when we are in the meanwhile in the correction of creation. We feel that we can't yet act. We have nothing to give back in return to the Creator, but we really want to. We want it. So the vessels that are fulfilled in the meantime, with that desire to bestow upon the Creator, but it's still just a desire without realization, that's called Kelim Ktanim, small vessels, the light of Chassadim. I don't have a shirt. What can I do? You don't need one. What does it mean you don't need one? Is Chafetz Chesed in the forest or he doesn't want to? He has a correction that he really doesn't need to. It's difficult to explain these corrections. That's what we need now. We need to start feeling how we don't need all these vessels of reception. That's the condition. Katnut, smallness. We don't want to work at all with the vessels of reception. Cancel them. That's it. You feel in them how they separate me from the Creator, from the friends, from the group, from everything, and I want to just remove them, push them away. And later on, there is already processes that bring them back. So then how will I bestow if I won't receive? How will I give him pleasure? If you were, what can you give him? You need to receive.
You already answered it in your last sentence, but I wanted to ask nonetheless. The purpose of the restriction from above downward and of the concealments, it is to diminish the pleasure that the Kelim cannot receive in order to bestow. That is the purpose?
The purpose of Tzimtzum is to not receive on any condition in order to receive. That is Tzimtzum Aleph.
I will ask it differently. The reason why Chokhmah stops at the Parsa, is it because the Kelim are incapable of facing the pleasure of the light of Chokhmah?
Yes.
In that case, the light of Chasadim is meant to protect the vessels so that the pleasure will be smaller.
No.
No.
No. Why is that related to a smaller or greater pleasure?
You said that this is Katnut.
Yeah, but it's not a smaller pleasure. It's just a different state.
So my question is, why do we say
the light of Chochmah you have from 0 to 100%? What does it mean, small or great? The light of Chochmah you have from 0% to 100%. The light of Chasadim is a correction. It's a clothing for the light of Chochmah.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to ask is, it was made from above downward, not from below upward, because you said that Chasadim is a type of something that the Kli experiences, and now it seems that Chasadim comes from above.
I don't know where you're getting confused with this. The light of Chasadim too comes from above. The light of Chochmah also comes from above. Only the light of Chochmah comes from above. If you're talking about four phases of direct light, or what?
I'm talking about the parsa that comes, that passes from Olam Atzilut to Olam Briyah. There's a parsa there.
Yes.
I'm asking, what is its purpose? Its purpose is that the light of Chochmah won't be able to go below that parsa, and from there there's only the expansion of the light of Chasadim. So this is what
right.
I'm asking. In that case, the light of Chasadim too, the association of the quality of judgment with the quality of mercy, or am I mistaken here? It doesn't come because of the mercy of the upper one over the Kelim so that they will be able to persist, to be able to exist. Do you understand what I'm asking?
There is a point there in what you're asking, that it comes from the mercy of the upper one, right?
No, Yochai.
Good evening, my teacher. You said before, if I got you right, you said that Olam Briya is being corrected when it is raised to Atzilut. It draws the light of Nefesh.
No, Nefesh Ruach is already in Atzilut, that the world of Briya rises to Atzilut, then the light of Neshama is added there. Tzira is added to Chaya, and Asiya is to Yechida, added.
But don't we start from Asiya?
Oh, that's something different, you're right. We start our corrections from the world of Asiya, right?
And that draws the greatest light.
No. It depends what you're counting it from. We start from Malchut, the Malchut, the Malchut of Asiya. We work with it, with the light of Nefesh, the Nefesh, the Nefesh. He explains that to us in the raising of the prayer. Or in the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Yeah, in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, and also in the raising and answering of the prayer. You need to see it there as well. Yes.
So how does it work?
You took something completely different. We were talking about what happens to us from the raising of the worlds, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, to the world of Atzilut. And you're saying, wait a minute, but if we're working in the world of Asiya, what do we raise? It's the light of Yechida, like we spoke about now. We raise the vessels of Asiya to Atzilut. No, no. The correction of the vessels. Well, actually, what do you need this for? He's asking correctly. It's a It's a confusion of wise men. There is a question of where I correct the kli and where I raise the kli. The correction of the smallest vessels from Asiya and above, but later on, their ascent to Atzilut is from Bria, then later on from Yetzira, then later on from Atzia. We'll learn it, but that's nice. I'm happy from his questions, actually. Yes.
You are talking about unreal lights, which are chaya and yichida.
Neshama chaya yichida are incomplete lights.
And what are incomplete lights?
Incomplete lights means the vessels aren't complete. Even a kli of bria that I raise it to atzilut, there isn't a full kli of bria there. But there is always Lev HaEven, which is lacking there, the stony heart.
But how come when the light of Chaya is revealed, we say it's...
It's not Chaya in full. It's Chaya of rising. While they are in Atzilut, these vessels. And not that they're instead. Instead, after all the corrections in Atzilut, then all of them together come below Parsa, and that's called a chap of the descent.
And then there's a complete clothing.
Yes. But it's only at the end of correction, after all the vessels rise above. And it will be very difficult, because to the extent the kelim from Bria, Yetzira, Asiya rise, those that dwell below, they will feel greater and greater darkness. That's why towards the end of correction, the chutzpah will rise. Even what the illuminations they had before, even that won't exist. It will be difficult states. More? Ask about the entire wisdom. Go on.
You said that the chap of ascent is during the 6,000 years. This is when it is corrected. So it means that we perform this correction of a chap of ascent only in this world?
I don't understand what that means.
6,000 years is the time of correction in this world, isn't it?
6,000 years is 6,000 degrees. 2,000, 2,000, 2,000.
But it's related to the 6,000 years that we clothe in bodies during this time, isn't it?
Like Baal Salam says, we're in the days of the Messiah. I don't know.
So we're performing this correction of a chap of ascent that is written about in test. This is my question. Not now, when we advance a bit more.
Scrutinize if we're today at what? 5,700 and... And 76, 5,779. Okay. So you have a little bit left. I'm not thinking about these times. Also, these calculations, there were many of them. Will it be before that? Is the Messiah already coming or not? I don't want to be not Bar Kochva or others that are expecting the end of correction, the Messiah to come. Yes.
I'm interested in asking if there are things that we do and are not written in TAS yet, or everything is written here. Do you understand my question?
What's not written in TAS?
Because if there are corrections, the entire process, the entire correction was not completed yet.
Of course it hasn't completed. And also in TAS, when you say it's written in TAS, not everything is written. We are now soon finishing the Al Zohar. And then Uri already purchased the Tree of Life. You can buy it from him, discounted. 120 shekel. He's a thief. I don't think it cost 120 shekel. Really. According to you seeing you blush, then... Okay, what can you do? He's a salesman. Well, macher. Probably paid for a 10 shekel or something. But still, all the money stays in the family, so... It's okay. So anyway, what I want to say is that each one should buy that. You can buy it in payments. That's fine. But you need to have this. Keep it at home. Bring each time just one volume and we'll learn it. In Etz Chaim, the Ari wrote more than what Baal Sulam interpreted in the study of the Ten Sefirot, especially the worlds of Bia and the worlds of Klipot. The worlds of Klipot don't exist at all in Tess. Why? I don't know. I didn't ask, and I don't know. He didn't want to go into it. There's a lot of details there, and it's very difficult to find a simple scientific explanation for them. It exists, but it's very hard to express it. The whole expression. So that's what I think the reason is. But it's again, that's what it seems to me. So we'll study it. When? I hope that. I hope that during Passover, then we'll finish the Zohar. And from Passover onwards, we'll start Etz Chaim, Tree of Life. Also, Bensi needs to prepare for us. Bensi! Bensi needs to prepare for us the Tikkunei Zohar, the corrections of the Zohar. When? Not asking when you started working on it, I'm asking when will it be ready to study? When are we going to print it?
We'll start reading it when we will finish reading the Zohar with the letter commentary. We'll start reading it chapter after chapter.
The corrections of Zohar without the interpretation of the Sulam.
Exactly. So after we'll finish reading the Zohar in the evenings, we'll start reading chapter after chapter together, and you will mark the corrections you want us to do.
Meaning before we print it, we'll do that.
Yeah.
And what, they'll see it on the screen?
Whatever you decide. We used to print booklets before when we studied the Zohar.
Maybe it's maybe to do it in a proper print. We need to think about it. What's 10 shekel? For a booklet of what?
Every time it was different. It's around 10 shekels.
Here it's
220 pages, computer pages.
And what's the comparison of a...
Let's say twice as much. Book?
So it will fit into one book. And that book should cost, say, 30, 40 shekels, say, yeah? You understand who I'm working with? We'll print it to make it available for everyone, and we'll learn it, even if there'll be some errors there, you know, commas, periods, etc. It's okay. And that's how we'll study it. Okay. So there we will learn about the worlds of Bia. But all of Etz Chaim is explained differently in a much more poetic way. Here it's more scientific. Okay? There aren't any more questions? Yes.
Also in Histeklut, in a reflection, we should learn it because there are places where Baal HaSulam complains it entirely different.
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Let's say part 6 in Inner Reflection, Histeklut Pnimit.
No problem. Go ahead. What did you find there that's so exciting?
There are explanations there I didn't hear from you. He takes things that he explained in preface, he explains them real differently. It's different.
It's okay that you see it this way. We can learn it. I went through it many times. Yes.
There are questions about what we've learned. Can I? Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, why the Tzimtzum does not belong to Light of Chassadim and it is done only on the Light of Chochmah?
The Light of Chassadim is in order to bestow. There aren't restrictions in order to bestow. Bestow as much as you want. How can there be a restriction on bestowal? Only on reception. Only on Light of Chochmah there is Tzimtzum until you put it in intention in order to bestow. You clothe it in the Light of Chassadim with the intention in order to bestow, and then you have no Tzimtzum. Yes.
What is the role of Tabur in Adam Kadmon after the emergence of the Olamot? What is the role of Tabur in Adam Kadmon after the emergence of the Olamot?
Tabur of Adam Kadmon, it differentiates especially between the world of Adam Kadmon to the world of Abia. If you can say that. If we're talking about Tabur of Ak, but Tabur of Galgalta, but Tabur of Ak is above Tabur of Ak is the first restriction, below Tabur de Ak is not in Ak, but in all the rest of the world of Bia, it's Tzimtzum Bet.
Are there masachim in the Olamot upon which we haven't spoke of? If Atzilut rises to Galgalta, then where is the parsa that separates, let's say, Tabu of Galgalta?
No. Everything is cancelled. We need to see it according to the book of Ilan.
After 6,000 years, in an action called Rav Pa'alim Mekabtze El, this is an act done all at once because there's the 7th, 8th, and 10th millennium.
Smart. Rav Pa'alim Mekabtze El is what was in the world of Atzilut gets a correction. And the worlds of Biyah that rose to Atzilut from Shit al Feshnin, they go down to their place, to the world of Biyah, from the world of Atzilut, and the worlds of Abia, Atzilut Briyah Tirasiya, they rise to Sag and to Ab and to Galgalta, and they all rise to En Sof. That's called the 8th, 9th, and 10th millennium. Okay? So we're not talking about thousands of years like they wanted to say here. There aren't years, but everything is a matter of states. Yes?
On the third ascent of Shabbat, this is the greatest light, Yechida. Why the greatest light comes at the end of Shabbat?
Because it's raising the world of Asiya. It's the lowest, toughest vessels to the world of Atzilut. Achap is the heaviest. Aram, what do you want?
An example, I remember you asked. One of the things he explains there, which we let's speak of, is the transition between Olam HaNikudim in Katnut and Gadlut. We say this is Reshimo Dalet Gimel that comes from Nehi De'ak, where he explains about the pacing, about the Rosh of Yesut, and then he says things that Rosh of Nikudim is the correction of the concealment on Rosh of Yesut, which makes you think about the shattering completely differently. This is the matter of the correction of the shattering. The shattering is a correction. Such things that he speaks of.
my dear, have you taught these things to people?
I'm going over it right now.
Have you taught this to anyone? Start teaching and you'll see how much you need to minimize it.
But shouldn't we go over it with you at least once?
I'm willing to go over all the details. Just give me a few more hours a day and your desire. Two things we need. Time and willingness. That's it. But to learn this, I'd be happy to. But again, the problem is, it would be good. It's good that you want to know this from your curiosity, but although the question is, to what extent will it help your inner work? Is it this on the expense of that? Because a person can't. And the correct examination is with students. What I studied with Rabash, I can show you what I wrote in all of my books, in all of my handbooks, all the editions and all these things. But how can I pass this on? I can't. And also, time requires dissemination, internal work, attainments.
This is exactly my question. If now we go to a reality where only corrections, intents, and workshops and such things, who needs all that? And if we do need it, and if Baal HaSulam wrote it for a reason, so how can we explain to students if we don't go over it ourselves with you? If I didn't go over something with you, then I have no approach, no access to it.
Give me time and a desire. I guarantee that after 2 weeks, you'll have 10 people left here in such a lesson. We'll finish Zohar soon. We'll start Tree of Life. In Tree of Life, you have this. What's next?
Perhaps we don't need it. I don't know.
Look, of course, there's great light in that. In Taz. But the question is, where will we find time for this? Until we don't organize our tens, how can we approach these studies, these, you know, like you're saying, the Rishimot from Dalet Gimel, from Nehir of Ak, through the Nekudot of Sag and Rosh of Sag, and they fell, and this, and people won't tolerate it.
I'm asking about attitude, because you say that you raise questions that they send to you on mail. The approach to all this should be that we should. I'm asking about myself. Let's say someone who teaches, should I go over it with you at least once? Should I try to hear your approach? Or nobody really needs it. We'll do workshops, arrange ourselves in tens, and that's it.
I think, well, Rabash had a different approach. He didn't talk about spiritual work at all. He wrote articles. He gave them. That's it. All the best. That's it. Other than very short talks here and there, he didn't say anything. And then it turns out that all the time we read an article for an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, but we just read it. And then, after that, we learned Tas, another hour and a half. Sometimes more, we study Tas, if we didn't have an article. I can't say. It's really... There isn't time. There isn't time. Besides, I don't see a desire. I don't see a desire. Yes, Gilad.
I assume the answer is going to be the exact answer, but also part 13, this is something we've never learned before.
What are you talking about, part 13 and 14 and 12?
We've been through it several times, but we never read part 13. We started it a few times before, and you said, you're not ready for it yet.
It's not suitable because you can't delve into it. It starts with 13 corrections of Dikna, Rosh of Arichanpin, and all these things, and mazalot, and signs. What for? I see you can't grasp it. You need to delve into it. You need to be consistent for months until it starts becoming clear, until there's this depiction of it, both corporeal and spiritual one. It's two different things. Until it stabilizes in man, where's the patience for this? There is none. And besides, will it give you something? Of course it will. It's our roots. These are our roots of correction. It's very important, but we need to measure the investment in comparison to the benefit. And I see, according to the audience, that we are lacking time. Nothing you can do. And again, my aim is that once we finish reading the Zohar, which we will soon, then we'll do it. Let's take another lesson on Shabbat or on Friday. We used to come to Rabash for a tish for an hour. Also, we used to study in the evening. Let's do it, but you run home. Look how many people come to this lesson now. Half of the usual numbers. I work with what I have. What can I do? There are people who like studying, who like philosophizing. Fine. There are those people among us as well, like Iran. And there are also such people among the religious people who study the Talmud, And there are those that don't. Nothing to do about it. Okay, are there any more questions about TAS, what we're studying here? What?
Yerganat is asking, why the Olamot, worlds ascend and descend, do they get an additional desire every time, or they descend because their lack of correction of Adam, of men?
The worlds don't rise nor fall. It's a system that either goes up and down, either from an awakening from above. There's a special motor there that awakens them and brings them down. We need to learn how it works. Or from awakening from below, which is according to the actions of man. But the worlds themselves, that's the system. Yes?
A general question, which is asked about TAS in English. If you're going to translate it, because a lot of it is not translated to English.
Chaim.
Seven first parts are translated.
I don't know that.
I was just translating it, and we translated from the text. It's on archive. It is there. And it's also on our site for many years now, in HTML, in Word. It exists. Beyond part 7, well, we don't have anything yet.
That, do they know?
I assume that now he knows. This is my Kellogg asking.
My Kellogg?
Yeah.
He didn't know that we have translated TAS.
No, he knows real well. He also edited these files. So if he was asking about that, he was asking about more advanced parts.
Well, whenever he'll have time for it, I hope. Now you're finishing the Book of Zohar.
Yeah. We haven't decided about it yet.
Hold on, what are you working now?
Now I'm disseminating. And besides that, we said that we will decide whether I should go back writing it and what should it be, Zohar or Tess. We haven't decided yet.
You see, we have this and that and that.
Right there.
I don't know.
It
all depends It all depends on the state. Will we need him as a writer of articles in English for good places? That depends on what will take place in the world in 2019 and 20. And if we won't need him for that, then he'll be available for the Zohar and for Tass. We need to see what's more important, either Zohar or Tass. It's hard to say. Hold on, but you didn't translate the first volume of the Zohar?
Zohar is translated according to the initial editing that we published with those booklets, which is Zohar for All. 70% of it is translated, more or less, from the original Zohar for All, which we published before we edited them into books. So about 70% of the Zohar is translated. We need to complete the rest.
And then we'll have Zohar in English.
Yeah, we should adjust our editing because some things were changed when we published books.
And then to Tass.
I think we should complete both of them, Zohar and Tess. It's about 2 years' work.
Good example for exertion. Okay, guys, are there any other questions or are we going to keep going? Yes.
Why in the last generations there is less Torah? Because the light advances, so why is there less light, less Torah? Yeah, less light.
Less light, that's called the descent of the generations, because the Aviyut grows, it grows, and we are not keeping up with the pace, we're not correcting it accordingly. That's why the darkness is increasing. Okay, let's keep going. I see you guys are falling asleep. We mustn't.
So we're in page 110 in Hebrew, item 3, volume 1, of course. Item 3. Olam Yetzira shines by its itlabshut, clothing, in the level of Tiferet, and also Bina is hidden there. In Olam Asiya, it shines by itlabshut, by clothing, on the level of Malchut, and Tiferet becomes hidden there too. Item 3. In order to shine in Yetzira, it adds one more Masach and clothing, by Bina also clothing in Tiferet. After that, Ein Sof shines in Yetzirah through Tiferet. In order to shine in Asiya, it adds another Masach and Levush, clothing. It means that Tiferet too is clothed in Malchut, and Ein Sof shines to the entire Asiya through Malchut. This is the meaning of upper Ima is nesting in Kursaya, in nature, and the middle pillar is nesting in Yetzirah, and Malchut nests in Asiya. Again, in order to shine in Yetzirah, it adds one more Masach and clothing, Malbush, by Bina, also clothing in Tiferet. After that, Ein Sof shines in Yetzirah through Tiferet. In order to shine in Asiya, it adds another Masach and Levush, clothing. It means that Tiferet too is clothed in Malchut, and Ein Sof shines to the entire Asiya through Malchut. This is the meaning of upper Ima is nesting in Kursaya, and the middle pillar is nesting in Yetzirah, and Malchut nests in Asiya. Item 4. The Zivug Da'aka, coupling of striking to generate 10 Sefirot De'atzilut, was made in Ulam Ak above Atzilut, in Masach de Bchina Gimel, which is the level of Chochmah. Item 4. Indeed, to improve your understanding, know that the verse says, in wisdom hast thou made them all. It means that Or Ein Sof is clothed in Chochmah in Atzilut and shines through the entire Atzilut through it. This wisdom, Chochmah, shall be clarified to you from what I had let you know, that for one higher than the high watcheth. And how many olamot there are above Atzilut, and in that Chochmah above Atzilut, where Ein Sof clothes and shines inside Atzilut. Again, indeed, to improve your understanding, know that the verse says, in wisdom, in Chochmah, hast thou made them all. It means that Or Ein Sof is clothed in Chochmah in Atzilut, and shines through the entire Atzilut through it. This wisdom, Chochmah, shall be clarified to you from what I had let you know, that for one higher than high watcheth. And how many olamot there are above Atzilut, and in that Chochmah above Atzilut, where Ein Sof clothes and shines inside Atzilut. Item 5. The Zivug Dehaka, coupling of striking to generate 10 Sefirot de Briah, was made in Ulam Atzilut in Masach de Bechina Bet, which is the level of Bina. The Zivug Dehaka to produce 10 Sefirot de Yetzirah was made in Ulam Briah in the Masach of Bechina Aleph, which is the level of Tiferet. Also, the Zivug Dehaka to generate 10 Sefirot de Asiya was made in Yetzira in the Masach de Shoresh, root, which is the level of Malchut. The Zivug Dehaka, coupling of striking, was made above Atzilut in Masach de Bechina Gimel, which is the level of Chochmah, for the 10 Sefirot de Atzilut. Item 5. Thus, when he wanted to shine in Bria, he also clothed Bina in Atzilut above Bria. And by that, Bina shines in Bria. Also, in order to shine in Yetzirah, it clothed the Tiferet of Bria as well. From Yetzirah to Asiya, it also clothes in Malchut de Yetzirah. And so it is in Atzilut. That is, because in order to shine in Atzilut, it clothed Chochmah above Atzilut and shone through it in Atzilut. Thus, you should not think that it is Chochmah the Atzilut herself.
You want to ask about that? No. So what's he saying here? That every time the previous degree is clothed in what it needs to shine below, right? It means to shine to the world of Bria, so it clothes in Bina of itself. Atzilut is clothed in Bina, and it shines to Bria. Bria is clothing in Zera Anpin, and it shines to Yetzira. Yetzira clothes to Malchut, and shines to Asiya. All these Zivugim are made in the world of Atzilut. Not really participating here.
The last thing you said is not clear. What does it mean that all the Zivugim are in Olam Atzilut?
In the world of Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, there aren't Zivugim. In order to do Zivug, you need the light of Chochmah. And that's why, even though we say that in some world below the Parasa you have a Zivug, it becomes in Atzilut, in clothing on the same Olam.
And then the question that he emphasizes here, the Zivug in Chochmah didn't happen in Atzilut, but above. He writes here, you shouldn't think that this is Chochmah of Atzilut herself. The light of Chochmah that closes Atzilut comes from above Atzilut.
No, he doesn't mean that. But of course it comes also from above, from itself.
And also in Chochmah de Atzilut, there is a Zivug, or there is no Zivug there?
There is in Atzilut Zivug on the light of Chochmah.
And this is what shines in Atzilut.
It shines in Atzilut. And in Zivug that there is in Atzilut on the light of Chochmah, there are Zivugim that are in the world of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya.
And how are they in Bia?
Because the world of Atzilut arranges them. It's not zivugim, couplings that are realized in the world of Bia, but these are couplings that are realized in the world of Atzilut for them. Because without the light of Chokhmah, you can't do a zivug daka. There are many additions here, many matters here that you have illuminations, but zivug daka? The zivug daka is haka'a with the masach, with the will to receive. It can be only with the light of Chokhmah. Or chasadim doesn't take place in it. Also, when we say katnut, also to be in katnut, you need to work with the light of Chokhmah. With the light of Chasadim, you cannot work. You only compare the corrections of the creation. It's in comparison to the corrections, not in comparison to the light of Chokhmah itself. Okay, yeah, go on.
A student asking, when we correct the kelim, do we raise them from Asiyah to Atzilut? In fact, we make the purest kelim that can pass light to the world. They stop bringing light to the world because they rise to Atzilut.
Where did you get this from? I don't get it. The pure vessels are in Asiyah?
He says that they raise from Atziyah to Atzilut, so nothing is left in Asiyah, so the pure kelim don't work in Olam Asiyah. They move to Atzilut.
They want pure. What pureness?
He says that when we correct the vessels, we raise them from Asiyah to Atzilut. When we correct them, after the correction.
Yes.
In fact, we make it so that the kelim purified and rose to Atzilut.
What does it mean they were purified? Aviut isn't purified. What does it mean that they are purified? The Masach is purified. There isn't a purification of the Masach here. When they rise to Atzilut, on the contrary, they have the subjugation of the Masachim. They receive the Masachim.
So what is asking, do I understand it? If the kelim rise from Asiyah to Atzilut, what is left in the world of Asiyah? What draws the light? What works on the light?
There is none.
So what? Instead, we bring darkness instead of light by this action?
When the vessels rise from Bria Yetzirah Asiyah to the world of Atzilut, in these worlds, it becomes greater darkness. That's why it says here, in the coming of the Messiah, the chutzpah will rise. There'll be more darkness in these worlds, there'll be more darkness in our world. Darkness. So what's the question?
This is what he asked.
That's the answer. Okay?
How come there's light of Chokhmah in Atzilut? Because it is below the taboo.
There isn't light of Chokhmah in Atzilut.
But this is what we just read.
What? Where is it from? When the kelim of Chabda Asiyah rise to Atzilut, in Atzilut there's light of Chokhmah. Otherwise, in Atzilut there's only Nefesh Ruach, the light of Chasadim. There's the light of Chokhmah in the world of Netivot. Well, it's not the light of Chokhmah, it's illuminations. We need to understand that the very thin line we're talking about, it's not the light of Chokhmah, it's a little bit of an illumination of Chokhmah that all the great Kabbalists have, and all of the souls, the high souls, and everyone, all in all, until the end of correction. There's like a very thin, tiny ray of light. At the end of correction, it will be for everyone. And in full. And that's what we're working on. What do you suddenly have? Go on.
Until the end of correction, it's only to bestow in order to bestow?
Until the end of correction, it's to bestow in order to bestow, and to receive in order to bestow in very small portions, that it's not the real light.
which is a chap dalia, chap of ascent.
Yes, Chaim.
Throughout this process of correction, which we promise the world that they will feel good, they should feel good. We do the work here and they should feel better. How does it fit with what we said a few minutes ago?
I can't say, because these things aren't written in Tas. They're written in other ways, because these vessels of this world, they don't have kilim. They don't have kilim. They don't have masachim. So how can you add them to those people, that to vessels that raise themselves to atzilut? Only through the surrounding lights. Yes.
And what will they feel?
They will feel that there is light in the world, but surrounding, like for the general. The general is nourished from the surrounding. We are nourished from the kav, from the line. That's the difference. He writes about it. We learned it in... Yes.
They will feel it in their will to receive. They will feel good in their will to receive, or not in their will to receive, where they will feel good.
I can't say about the will to receive, because they will feel a light of confidence, a light that wraps them, that cares for them. They'll feel good in the actual will to receive. No, in there they won't feel light. How can they? You don't understand. Everything comes according to the vessels. How can you feel that? The illumination and the surroundings, yes. Yes. Okay, Iran, something urgent.
I didn't get an answer. Do you think that humanity had completed a period of time where from here onward people will need a correction through articles, short quotes, through your explanations about spiritual work, or at some point there will be a need for those scripts?
I think that there is a matter of the correction of the individual and the correction of the public. I can't say that it's possible that there are some people, like you, that want to take care of themselves and know, and until they won't know Tas and all these things in full, then they're just eating themselves. It's possible. I'm from the type of people, like Baal Sulam says in his articles, I identify with him very much. He was in this and that. Well, that's a special soul. If we learn that the most important thing for the Creator is to bring the entire world closer to Him, so I'm concerned with that and acting on that and not acting according to my mind, not according to my desire. I thought that I'll sit alone and I'll study. I'll have a few guys and we'll learn, and that will be enough. And it didn't work. Because I know that the time it demands we need to take care of the entire world. That's why I have no choice. I work according to what you're giving me. And that's it. I, for myself, have some time, a little time, and I'm looking in Tas. It's on my screen, all these pages. But with you, I'm not able to study this. I don't find a desire, nor do I find the time for this. So if you solve those problems, those two things, desire and time, then you'll see that everyone will learn, and I'll be happy to teach. And you'll also see, according to the places that you teach at, how there are people there that are willing to invest forces, that they're still not in this attainment, but only in Chokhmah, and that brings them fulfillment, and they feel pleasure in that. So to study in order to be filled with chokhmah that I enjoy in my mind, or to study in order to give pleasure to the Creator. You can say that I have pleasure with that. To give contentment to the Creator, it's not like that. There's something very serious here. So what are we doing? How do we decide? I thought about this and I decided that there is no choice. I'm going according to the audience. And if for the audience, then as much as possible, without limitations, as much as I can give from everything. That's the calculation. And next is dinner. So go ahead. Song, we don't have a song. La 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 la